Blog Talk Radio. Hello and God bless you. This is the 29th of December, and we thank God for allowing us to see another day. You know, I love it that His mercies are new every morning and that He has unconditional love towards us. And He's teaching us how to have unconditional love towards and with Him. That is such a blessing to have unconditional love. There's so much conditional love out here that would be a whole lifelong message and journey. So once again, thank you for joining us at Smile3E. Let's talk. This is Cecilia, and of course we have Minister Sheila on the line as well. And so I'm going to turn the program over to her so that she can pray and share whatever the Lord has given her for this 29th day of December 2019, which is the 12th month of the year, and that means it's the last month of the year. So it means we have just a few more days in this year of 2019. Minister Sheila?
Good morning. Thank you, Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. I want to say, God, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, Father. I thank you, and Son Christ, Lord Jesus. Like I say, I don't have time in existing in my life to thank you enough. I cannot thank you enough. I'm not going to only thank you for me, Lord. I'm going to thank you for each and every living thing on this earth that you have blessed to give life to today. But, Lord, I'm going to step back and thank you for me. I'm going to thank you and thank you. Thank you for me. So I know if it wasn't for the grace and the kindness and the love that you have for me, I would not have made yesterday, December 28th, another birthday year. And yet you gave me a greater gift. You gave me another birthday for today. Lord, I know some is not making, did not make it this far. But Lord, for those that you have blessed and granted us life, I thank you for each and every living thing on this earth that you have created for us to live, that you have blessed us to have life, that you have given your only begotten Son that we might live a life that we need to know, to dedicate it to you. But Lord, we need you. We need you more and more to take away this corruption, this evilness, these hateful people doing these hateful crimes, these hateful things to your people, Lord, that you have blessed and given life. Lord, we need you to help us to understand and to learn how to keep these devil demons, ugly honorary, nasty people from the goodness that you have created for us to have. Lord, I give honor to you, not only for myself, I'm going to pray for every different thing on this earth, but I'm grateful that you have given us this day, for each day, each second, minute, hour, day, week, month, year, you have given us for each one. It is a new birth. For each second that you have, it is a new birth. Some might have had 6 o'clock this morning, but did not have 6:01. Some might have had 6 o'clock this morning, but yet are here and fighting to have another minute, another second. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you for yet you have blessed us all with another birthday. And Lord, I ask you to put in the mind and the hearts and the souls of the people that this is the 29th day of the last month of 2019 to bless us to understand to end this year and to start the next year, 2020, with the love and the gracious and the blessings and the understanding and the praise and the praying to you, God, because we need a uplifting. We need you to bring us up out of this hole that the devil was trying to keep us in, to keep us from loving and praising and treasuring you. Lord, you are the biggest treasure. You're the biggest stone. You're the biggest breath of life that we can ever imagine. Lord, we need to wake up and understand that without you, we would not be here. We're not here because of our family or because of our job, our life. We wouldn't have a life if you hadn't blessed us with a life. Lord, we ask you to bless us all because we need your help. We need your guardian angels. Lord, I need you. We need you to send your angels to teach us more, to help us to understand more, to live more for you, your way, because you have granted us with the life. Did no one else give us this? Did no one else wake us up this morning? Did no one else take us through what we're going through without the blessings of you? Lord, I thank you for Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Dr. Serena Wright. Lord, I thank you for all the teachers, the real teachers, the true teachers, your teachers that you have sent us, and to knock all these devil-worshipping people out of the pulpits, out of the church that's trying to connive us and mislead us and to have us misunderstand in the right way. We need to understand your way, Lord. We need the right ones, Lord, to let us know. Then I know we will know that when you said another day, our eyes had opened. We're still breathing. But, Lord, I thank you for asking. For letting us be here another day. I want you to bless the ones, no matter what they're going through, to understand through you, you can show us all the way, the right way, the blessed way, the light that was enlightened our life. Bring us out of the darkness. No matter what your finances is, your health, your place on the job, your family, your neighborhood, in your schools, in your churches, or just within yourself. God, help us to understand. You can show us the light. You can show us the right way. You can bless us through any and everything, no matter what it is, Lord. You can make the bad. You can make the ugly good. You can make the ugly beautiful. Lord, you are the light. You are the beauty of the world. That we all need to know that it's you that has all things that is possible to make our life pleasant and to understand and to know that we need you. We need your teachers. We need your understandings. We need your blessings. We need you to show us the way. Lord, I thank you. I can never thank you enough, but I'm going to thank you every chance I get. You wake up in the morning, remember to say, God, I thank you. Not honey, I thank you. Baby, I thank you. Son, daughter, whatever it is. If it wasn't for the Lord, you would not exist. You would not have this birthday. You would not have this day. You would not exist to this world anymore. But, Lord, I need you to help us all take this government that is so corrupt and so one-sided and being so ugly, Lord, to take your people and misuse them because it's not benefiting them, to take what blessings you have given us. Lord, it's just this government with these ugly people following them, this law enforcement, it's all just going the wrong way. Lord, they're trying to keep us all down when I know you're going to always bring us up. But we need to know, we need to come to you and ask you the way and show us how to do it. Let us learn how to do it so we can see how to do it. If your finances, God can help you and show you the way through it, through your health. God can help you and show you the way through it, no matter what you're going through. Like I said, problems on your job, problems in your household, in your neighborhood, problems within yourself. Yes, He will teach you how to fight the ugliness in your own man, your own body, your own surrounding. God is so good, but you have to ask him. You have to let him. He knows, but you have to ask for his directions. Not think of yours. Ask him to put what is needed inside your heart, inside your mind. Let the soul of God and Jesus take control and show you the right way, the glorious way, the beautifulest way, the right way, most of all, his way. Lord, we need your blessings each and every day. We need you to help these men and women, young men, young women, the kids in our world to understand, standing out here on these corners, doing hateful and ugly things to people that are seen to be a gang to you. This human trafficking where they're just taking lives to misuse them, their advantage. Lord, we need your guidance. We need you to bless us for these last few days and take us into this new year that you will grant us to let us know to do it better. Not better for the bad, but better for the goodness of you. Lord, we need you not to guide us and to bless us with Lord, I thank you. Because I know if it wasn't for you, we would not be here today. We wouldn't be here right now. God, I want to thank you for now. I'm always thank you for now, because the now is what we have. We're not promised tomorrow. We ain't even promised later on this evening. The next few minutes, second days, we are not promised. But, Lord, I thank you for all you have for us. Not only I'm going to thank you for me, I'm going to thank you for everyone. Because you never know who you might put out there to help us. You can't never say, I don't need nobody. Because, yes, you need everybody that the Lord sends to you. He can send your guidance. He can send your help. He can send your wealth. He can send the ones that can help you with your health, your problems, your situations, no matter what it is, and what yet it's still yourself and the love and the life of God. Instill it in your heart, your mind, your body, and your soul. Lord, we need that still good love and manifest us to understand that you are the way. To read and to understand, to put the word of you in our lives, to let us know, to have a better one, not the bad one. We want the beauty of life, God, that you have, that you know what we need, not what we all want. It's not meant for what we are needed. Just because you pray today, and don't nothing happen today. God waits on you. You wait for God, because when he do show up, he will show out. He will bless you among the amount, the way you could not never imagine. He can put that smile, that light, that glow in your mind, your body, your heart that you could never experience. Lord, we need your blessings. We need your kindness. I can never thank you enough, and I'm not going to say I can. But when you wake up in the morning, if anything, you say, hello, God, I thank you. Because that is you for me. It's you I am here. It's because of you I am breathing, I am seeing. And even though you might be sick, ask God to show you, to help you. But be real. Don't get it. Get help and blessed and be beautiful and take it and turn it around and make it ugly. Do not take God's blessing and use it for ugliness. Do not have God to pray and pray and pray to try to get yours answered to get your situation situated. And once you get it, there you go. So only ask God and pray to God and thank to God, the Father and the Son, when you in need. Ask, pray, and thank Him when you not in need, but yet and still, no matter what you got, you still need God. God has your life in His hands. No matter what, how good or how much or how you think you just got it all, just remember, whatever you have that is good and being blessed through God, tell Him thank you. But Lord, we need your help to let us understand that when the devil used to make you think you're good, he'll snatch you down and misuse you and have the next one that you thought you was above to knock you down. But we need to remember and to understand, take the goodness of God and He will make it great, and to lead the devil demons and the acts of life and the way that they can use you to make you think you're all of that, just to do just what I said, misuse you. He'll make you think he's doing all this for the good of you, but the devil will play with you, misuse you, mistreat you, bring you up and snatch you down. Lord, we need you to lead us the right way, to bring us up to you, and knowing we can go up and up and up when it comes to you, but the devil will take you up and snatch you down and won't think nothing of it. But God, we know we need to love you because we know you love us more. And I want to thank you for my sisters, my brothers, my sons, my daughters, my granddaughters, my grandsons, my cousins, uncles, nieces, all my bloodline family, and also my spiritual family, my co-workers, my neighbors. I just thank you for each and every person on this earth that you created that I know and don't know, but Lord, I know we all should know. We are all brothers and sisters in this life, through you and under you, that we will always rise up because we are your sons and daughters. But we need to understand, we need to love and choose to live life through you, for you, and to help us understand what we can do more and more to please you, because yet you are pleasing us with a life that did not have to happen. Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and as I say, I thank you for me. I'm more selfish because you let me make another birthday day year, and yet today another birthday. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, because I know if it wasn't for you, none of us would be here right now. Thank you, God, oh Father, I thank you, Jesus, I thank you, because I know many times I have been told, take care of your business, because you're not going to make it. But yet here, I'm still here. I'm still here. Oh, God, hallelujah. Jesus, I thank you. I'm still here. Thank you, thank you, and thank you. God, I bless you. I praise you. I love you. And I thank you because I know you love and have blessed me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Back into your hands, Apostle-elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser.
Amen. I think Minister Sheila is finished. I could not tell because for some reason I could not hear the last thing that she said, but that's okay because we're back. And therefore, I just want to sing two melodies to God. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord. Today, because you care for me. And I'm going to change the song just a little bit. Every day, I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me. Every nanosecond of the day. And then another song. I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every nanosecond, I need thee. Because the song says, I need thee. And it says, every hour, I need thee. But I realized that even as Minister Sheila had prayed, it could be that in the next nanosecond that something happens. Not a whole 60 seconds, not a whole hour, but a nanosecond or less. So I love that the song says, I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. So, like I said, I need thee. Lord, I need thee. Every nanosecond. I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. So we've been talking about what I use so much, what I use for things to do. Many of us have asked God to perform pleasure and sickness in our hearts so that we can love like God, talk like God, forgive like God, lean not to our own understanding and acknowledge God. I thank God that he reminds us in Romans 13, verse 8, owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another can fulfill the law. And not only do you want to fulfill the law, that's part of your Christ-like quality. Because Jesus loved us so very much, he gave his life. And because God loved us so very much and still does, he sent his only begotten Son to give his life. And then because God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit love us so much, they decided to not to leave us comfortless. So now we have the Holy Spirit right here with us, you know, on the inside of us, living and dwelling. And then we have Jesus sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. Oh, my, that's love. And I know how the Word of God reminds us about the importance of sowing. And so many times, we think about sowing money, and that's good. We think about sowing seeds from this or that to grow this or that, but what about the seed of love? How many of us are sowing the seed of love? There's many sowing boxes. There's many sowing backbiting. There's many sowing hypocrisy. But what about love? There's many of us that are blessed in the city and blessed in the field, the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. And we have to remember to sow love. Having sowed love towards that person that was speaking all manner of wickedness and this or that against you, what a question. Have you sown love against that person that owes you this or owes you that? That's love. Have you sown love against that stranger? That's love. Have you sown love towards your brothers and your sisters in Christ? Not just the ones that are biologically connected to you, but those that God created. That's love. Have you sown it liberally? Have you just said, it doesn't matter what I myself may deserve. It doesn't matter what they may deserve. It doesn't matter because I'm going to sow love. Because it was based off of what people deserved. My. God says his mercies are new every morning. And I'm here to tell you, I need his mercies new every morning, and I need them every nanosecond in time. Because unlike many people, I know that I'm not perfect. I know that God is perfecting me, and I thank him for that. I thank God for loving me enough to perfect me. I thank him for reminding me that he is our Lord God Almighty. Genesis 43:14 says, and God Almighty give you mercy before the man, that he may send away your other brother and Benjamin. And if he be bereaved of my children, I am bereaved. Exodus 6:3 says, and I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac, unto Jacob, and by the name of God Almighty. But by my name, Jehovah, was I not known to them. Do you love God? Do you know him as God Almighty? Do you know him as Almighty God? Do you know him as Al Shaddai? Do you know him as the all-powerful, all-knowing, forever-present God? Do you know that God reigns and he reigns over all? Do you know that when you speak of God and you know that he's our Lord God Almighty and that he walks before us and that he walks before us blameless and that he's our Al Shaddai and that Lord God Almighty blesses you. He blesses me. He blesses us continually. But do you know you have to know him? It's hard to love somebody you don't know. Many people say, oh, I love this, I love that. But do you really, really, really love God? In order to know what love is, you have to love God, for God is love. In order to know that his mercies are new every morning, you have to come to the realization that you've been shown mercy. Many people, as Minister Sheila have prayed and has prayed many times, think that their alarm clock or someone or something has woke them up. But the love of God woke you up. He decided to give you another opportunity to get it right. He decided, I'm going to wake him up. I'm going to wake her up. And I thank him for waking us up because some of us, if he hadn't woken us up and given us another chance, we would have been lost. And yes, we know there are some that didn't wake up, but they still woke up in the right place, in the right standing with God. But see, as the church, as Christians, as the body, we must know that God our Father is our Lord God Almighty. We must know that he is the one that made heaven, he made earth, he made all things, you know, the sea, the birds, the fowl. You can read in Genesis where he did that, and he said it is good. And we have to know that there is only one Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. We have to know that. It doesn't matter what religion you're in or where you're at. I don't care what they're teaching. There's only one access and only one way to the Father, and that's Jesus Christ. People are teaching nowadays there are many ways. No, it's not. There's one. His name is Jesus Christ, and he's the one that died for us. Not all of these people that are doing this or doing that or carving this or carving that. It is Jesus Christ. And there's only one Spirit, and that's God, the Holy Spirit. And I thank God, and I thank God again for the Holy Spirit. So therefore, we need to know that the Word is Jesus and He's flesh. We need to acknowledge that He is the Most High God. We need to acknowledge that that's who woke us up this morning, who opened up our eyes. You know, to have your eyes open is something that's amazing. Some people have not even opened up their eyes to the reality of who God is. I'm not talking about the ones that are biologically blind. There are some people that are spiritually and biologically blind or just spiritually blind. If you don't know that God is who He is, you're blind. So then you're sowing into a life of eternal condemnation. Why would you want to sow into condemnation? There's so much going on in this earth and on this earth. Why wouldn't you want to be that person that is going to be with our Lord God Almighty? You know, the mighty one, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Why wouldn't you want that ultimate power, that ultimate Lord, that blameless God, that creator of heaven and earth, the one and only true and living God? Why wouldn't you want Him to be your eternal King? You know, in Genesis, it talks about Him being almighty in 49 and 25. In Genesis 14 and 19, it talks about God being the creator of heaven and earth. In Hebrews 3 and 4, it talks about God being the builder of everything. In Daniel 4 and 37, it talks about Him being the King of heaven. In Jeremiah 32 and 27, it talks about God of all mankind. Jeremiah 10 and 10 calls Him the eternal King. And also in Jude 1 and 25, He is the only God. Genesis 21 and 33 calls Him the eternal God. Isaiah 40 and 28 calls Him everlasting God. Ecclesiastes 11 and 5 calls Him the maker of all things. Can you even imagine or fathom the miracles that were talked about that God did in Job 9 and 10? Or even the things that He talks about in Ephesians 3 and 20? Can you even imagine a God being able to speak things into existence like He did in Genesis? Can you imagine a God that saved Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the fiery furnace? Did you know He's great, He's awesome, He's mighty? Even in Deuteronomy, He reminds us how blessed we can be. You don't have to be on the side of the curse. You can be on the side of being blessed by God. So to know God, to walk in the forgiveness of God for our sins, to pray to God, to be humble before God, those are things that we should be sowing. Sowing knowing that He's Lord God Almighty. Sowing knowing that He has no limitation. Sowing knowing that He is the great I Am. Sowing knowing that there's no name greater than the name of Jesus. I love how Psalms 91 and 1 says, "He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Do you know Him? Are you dwelling in that secret place? Do you sow your time to be in that secret place? Do you sow your time and knowing that His wings and His feathers will cover you? Do you sow knowing that He has angels encamped all around you, and you're sowing by meditating on the scriptures that talk about it? Like, for instance, Ezekiel 10 and 5 says, "And the sound of the cherubim's wings was heard even to the outer court, as the voice of the Almighty God when He speaketh." Do you know his voice and no other voice will you follow? Corinthians 2, it says in verse 6 through 18, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Are you his son? Are you his daughter? Have you been slowing time with God so that he can actually call you a son or a daughter? Revelation 1 and 8 says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is and was and which is to come, the Almighty. Do you really know him as holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, like he's called in Revelation 4 and 8? Do you really know him? Are you sowing time with God? Are you worshiping him in spirit and truth? For they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And that's what he's seeking. He's seeking those that will worship him and that will worship him in spirit and in truth. What are you sowing? Who are you sowing to? Many of us sow to our jobs so that we get a paycheck. Many of us sow to our jobs so that we get awards and recognition. Many of us sow to our husbands, our wives, our children. But are you sowing to God? You know, we can sow to our children so that they can behave, sow discipline, sow all manner of gifts. But what about the gift of love? Do you really know God like that? A matter of fact, does he really know you like that? That's a real good question right there. Are you saying that you know him, but he doesn't know you? God should know you so well and love you so much that it causes the enemy of our soul, when he said, Paul, I know. So-and-so, I know. So-and-so, I know. That so-and-so would be you. Pastor Cindy Thomas used to talk about how she wanted it to be that when the enemy woke up, or when the enemy was talking, he didn't just say, Paul, I don't know. But he would say that he knew her. Do you really know what that means? For the enemy to know your name? So much so that he would go before God the same way he did about Job, about Paul. Do you know God day to day? Does God know you day to day? The enemy of our soul knows who Jesus is. Do you know that? We must say that he thought that when he put him on the cross, or allowed things to happen to put him on the cross, that he was going to win. When the enemy or the evil spirit and oxen, Jesus died. And I know Paul. So you, who are you? And then the evil spirit jumped on the man and overpowered him violently until the man ran out of his belly hot. Watch what you're saying. Watch what you're saying. Let's not beat up people that are trying to talk so big and bad, not knowing that what you've got to be saying are the things that are going to cause God to overpower the enemy. I'm going to read a couple of verses from Revelation. Revelation 11 and 17, it says, we give thanks We give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, which are not in the west, not to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. Revelation 15:3. And they sing the Son of Moses, the servant of God, and the Son of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous art thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and truth are the ways, and thou King of saints. Revelation 16:7 and 14 says, and I heard another out of the altar say, even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are thy judgments. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the king of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Revelation 19:15. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with love he should smite the nations, and he shall rule on them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. Revelation 21:22. And I saw no temple thereof, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. Are you sowing so that you will be able to know that you know without a shadow of a doubt that God is filling your temple, the body that he's giving you? Or are you sowing to your flesh? The word of God says, God, I believe, but help thy my unbelief. So if you believe, but there's a little bit of doubt, that you're sowing in love, and that you're sowing to God, allow God to help you, to teach you how to trust the Lord, so that you can sow trusting in God. It's not about what your brother and your sister are doing. Many of us are looking through a two-way mirror. When we look in that mirror, all we do is see others. Many of us are looking out the window so that we can see what's going on outside. But I'm asking God to bring a spiritual mirror our way so that we can see what God sees. Love with God, love, hate with God, hate, and of all of them, that we want to sow into having the mind of Christ, that we want to sow into having the love of Christ, that we want to sow in God-given prayers and God-given diligence and God-given mercy and God-given exhortation and God-given cheerfulness. We want to sow in exhorting God and worshiping God in spirit and in truth. We want to sow in obedience to God. We want to sow in giving of God our times and our finances, everything. If we can sow in love and to fall in love with God for real, everything else will be handled. The love of God covers a multitude of sins. That's not something that I say, but that's something that the Word teaches us. We're to cover our brothers and our sisters in love. In love. Many of us are covering our brothers and sisters in a lot of things. In their sin, in their unforgiveness, in their lack of mercy, in their secret this, their secret that. But let's cover the secret place that the Word talked about. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty and say of the Lord, I am, and he is. He is their refuge and their fortress. And I want to be in that refuge and that fortress of God. That's the secret place. The secret place of the Most High. So I'm praying that God would expose and decode those secret things in our lives so that we can grow closer to him, so that we can serve a holy and righteous God, and so that when we sow in the love of God, that we not only grow closer to him, but we become more like him according to the word of God. We have the mind of Christ. We love like God loves. We want to do his will. We want to walk in his word. We want to speak his word, and his word shall not return unto us void, because his word shall not return unto him void. So that's why we speak his word, because we want to be like our daddy, God. We're sowing into being imitators of Christ. So as we end this 2019, God's going to expose, God's going to decode, God's going to take care of the secret things that will cause us to be separated from him. And then he's going to open up the mysteries that he has before us, that's in his word, so that we can be blessed in the city and blessed in the field, the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and that we can be lenders and not borrowers, and so that we can be a blessing because we belong to the one and only blessed God. So in Jesus' name, I want God's destiny and his purpose to be fulfilled in our lives. Not just in my life, but in our life. I'm praying for those that are being caught up in the sex trafficking and the guns and the gangbanging and the evil and all manner of weakness and wickedness that's out there. That God will strengthen us, that God will cover us, and that he'll have his angels encamped all around us, and that we'll sow into the things of God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So now I'm going to turn it over to Minister Sheila so she can share with us the announcements, our foundational scripture, and whatever else the Lord has given her. Minister Sheila.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Elect. I just want to say thank you for your words, and thank you for the blessings from your words, and to let us all know that we are only here because God, the Father, and the Son, Lord Jesus, granted us this day, granted us to be here till now. I'm not going to count later this evening. I'm not going to count tomorrow. But, Lord, I'm going to count now because I am here now that you have blessed us. But if you choose to give us life to end this new year with your blessings and bring us into this new year, end this year, and bring us to the new year. Lord, I thank you. Because I know no matter what, the devil is trying to take us out. Just trying to live and to cherish and to love you this year. Lord, I know you got it. You got us. You got us from head to toe, in and out, and all our surroundings. But Lord, I know you cover us because you say so. But the devil is saying, don't matter to me, and it shouldn't matter to you. He tells him to take his words, put it in his mouth, and you know where to go, but get away from me, because I am God's child. And Lord, I thank you. God, I thank you for each and every living thing that you have given life to as of now. I just want to ask, is anyone online that might have words? A testimony of anything to contribute to God our Father and the Son, Christ Lord Jesus, is your time now. And I say, Lord, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for each and every one that's on this line, however you are here in this program, or even if you're listening to it later on. Lord, I thank you for all the ears and the eyes and the hearts and the minds and the souls that has given you the attention. There's so many more need to wise up and learn that the way of life is through you, for you, and their life will be so much better. I want to thank you all for listening to us, and I ask you to listen to us each and every Sunday morning from 9:30. a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's talk with the Apostle Dr. Apostle Elect, excuse me, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. And on Monday night, which is on Blog Talk 2 and also Facebook, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Let's Talk Iron Sharpen Iron with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and to all the God and people and listeners of the words of the beautiful messages that they bring to, that you can listen and to help us all learn a better way to serve the God that have served us with life. Also on Friday night, which Let's Talk from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with Let's Talk, and also on Facebook with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright. But Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you for letting us all say thank you, because if it was not for you, God, we would not be here today. We want you to remember our scripture, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all things shall be added unto you. Yeah. And to remember, for each day you wake up, he just added you another life, another birthday, another day that was not promised, but he chose to make it another day, another birthday for us. Thank you, and thank you, and thank you, and all be blessed. And don't never forget, I try to make it in. You wake up in the morning because God gave grace and mercy. And I know a thank you is not enough, but yet I will never stop telling God, the Father, and the Son, Lord Jesus, thank you, because I am here because you said so. Amen. Have another blessed day and enjoy, too, the last days of 2019, because I know God got a better 2020 for me, and you know he had one for you. Amen, amen, and amen.